Good afternoon at 12 noon. Temperature, Rusty, at 15 degrees. Wind chill about 2 above zero.
It's going to be about that the rest of the day. Mostly sunny skies, but those wind chills probably at or around below zero.
All right. The Sheboygan Area School District Board of Education will again take up the issue of flexible scheduling this evening. An administration recommendation will be considered to change South High School's typical day from 7 set class hours to 1 where class lengths vary based on the subject and the student. Principal Mike Trimberger explains.
What we tried to do is we tried to find a schedule that would help individualize the needs of our students, but also the needs of our classes.
Board President Dave Gallianetti says there is one factor that he considers very important when considering any scheduling changes for South and North.
What level of support is there among the teachers at both of these two buildings, since this would be a significant scheduling change for both?
And the recommendation would only have South change to flex scheduling starting in the 2015-16 school year. North would keep its current model, but find other options to open up the school day for more interactions between student and staff.
A Sheboygan man received a stayed sentence yesterday for pawning handbells valued at $10,000 from First Presbyterian Church in Sheboygan. 57-year-old David Neese will serve 1 year probation for stealing 37 bells from the church he is an active member of to cover his gambling addiction. His actions were discovered last November when a person from California bought some of the bells on eBay and noticed they were from the church and contacted the church. Judge Timothy Van Akron ordered the probation at the request of the church, which asked for leniency in sentencing. If Neese violates probation, he will serve 89 days in the county jail.
Well, most Wisconsin Indians get at least some benefit from the casinos their tribes operate, but the amount varies greatly. Audits submitted to the federal government show that in 2012, members of the Forest County Potawatomi got $80,000 each. Ho-Chunk tribal members get $12,000 each. Menominees receive about $75. The Menominee tribe still waiting for the governor to approve its plans for a casino in Kenosha.
The proposed cuts in military spending could cost Wisconsin thousands of jobs. The proposal would reduce the number of littoral ships built in Marinette, and that could put a major dent in Marinette Marine's workforce of 2,000 employees. It would also eliminate hundreds of jobs at the boat builder suppliers. However, UW military professor John Hall says the cuts are a long way from a done deal.
I doubt very seriously that the level of drawdown that the Department of Defense is talking about or proposing right now is actually going to survive Congress.
Wisconsin communities that don't want roundabouts would have the right to veto them under a bill up for a public hearing in Madison this afternoon. The proposal would require local government's approval before the state DOT can install the roundabouts. Right now, state and county officials decide where and when to build them. Under the legislation that's up for the public hearing, concerns of local businesses and motorists would have to be considered. Wisconsin currently has about 200 of the roundabouts.
Horror in Nigeria. Students burned to death in a boarding school attack by Islamic militants. Fox News Radio's Emily Wither has more.
A teacher says the militants locked the door of a dormitory where male students were sleeping. They set it on fire. Some were burned alive, and those that tried to escape through windows had their throats slit or were gunned down. At least 29 students were killed. The attackers also went to the female dorms, but told them to go home, get married, and abandon a Western education. A spokesman for the state's governor's office says soldiers guarding a checkpoint near the school mysteriously withdrew hours before the attack. The Islamist extremist network Boko Haram is being blamed. The name means Western education is forbidden. Emily Wither, Fox News Radio.
State Supreme Court is hearing arguments today over a pair of challenges to Wisconsin's voter ID law. Justices taking up lawsuits filed by the League of Women Voters and the NAACP, which claim the requirement that voters show a state-issued photo ID at the polls is unconstitutional. UW-Madison political scientist David Cannon says it's hard to predict how the Supreme Court's going to rule, noting the challenges of voter ID laws in other states are running about 50-50.
There is a lot of inconsistency now in how courts are ruling, which to me indicates the U.S. Supreme Court's going to have to come back and deal with this again. And they're going to have to give some uniformity to this, because right now we do have variation across the states.
A ruling from the high court could still be months away.
Wisconsin has the nation's seventh lowest auto insurance rates. That's according to a new survey by Insure.com. It said the average annual premium for Wisconsin is $1,087. That's on a 2014 vehicle with a $500 deductible for both comprehensive and collision coverage and a 40-year-old male driver with a good record. Wisconsin is normally among the cheapest states to buy auto insurance. J.P. Weiske of the State Insurance Commissioner's Office says Wisconsin has a lot of competition for private coverage with a great deal of consumer choice, and those are a couple of reasons the rates are so low. The Badger State has about 200 companies selling private auto insurance.
All 13 people who succumbed to carbon monoxide poisoning at a house near Arcadia Sunday have been treated at a hospital. They are recovering. Meanwhile, the owner of the house, Willis Breska, tells the Eau Claire Leader-Telegram he installed a new LP gas furnace last fall. Renters never told anybody that the gas tank was empty. He said he could have worked something out with his tenants, but it's better than using the charcoal that was found in the home. 10 people live there, including 5 children. An Arcadia police officer and 2 ambulance EMTs also had to be treated for carbon monoxide poisoning after responding.
Well, you're going to need that weather forecast for any warmth. Highs in the teens. Tonight, wind chill advisory in effect. Lows below zero.
Okay. We're going to need plenty of heat.
Mm-hmm.
Now back to Rush.